There were people who were landlords in Haiti. Right now, they only have a tent to live in. Because we invited the wrath of God by putting our hope in material things. Let's read that scripture again. This is what it was. It says, every man is stupid and divided of knowledge. Every goldsmith is put to shame by his idols. He said, they are worthless, a work of mockery. In the time of their punishment, they will perish. Now, verse 16 says, the portion of Jacob is not like this. For the maker of all is he. And Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. And the Lord of hosts is his name. That is the Lord of the army. That's the meaning of hosts. I want to read it loud. It said, the portion of my life is not like this. That is, the person I have trusted in does not pass away. Say, my God does not change. He said, in him there's no variableness. Neither is there any shadow of turning. He said, in him there is no variableness. Neither is there any shadow of turning. He said, now the song he said, Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. Look, that stands for the church of God. I want you to understand that. I don't have time to go into that. We'll discuss it in the details. I don't think not one small nation fighting the Palestinian for one something. No. It is, Bible says that in Christ Jesus, all the promises of God are what? They are yes and amen. This is a promise of God. So if you have believed in Christ Jesus, say amen.
Amen.
Therefore say, I am the portion of his inheritance.
I am the portion of his inheritance.
God delights in me.
God delights in me.
He delights in me. His eyes go to and fro the whole earth. Looking for how to show himself strong on my behalf. Say, my portion is not like this. It's not like these that pass away. He is the God that is established from eternity to eternity. He said, I am the tribe of his inheritance. I am the tribe of his inheritance. He knows me by name. The very hair on my head, they are numbered. I said to you before, blessings are commanded. That's why, you know, I said last time, it was on Saturday, that's why Christians don't need to be jealous. You don't need to be jealous of anybody. If you have 25 cars and I don't have one, you know what it means? I don't have one, you have 25. 25 that you are driving, they are not my own. You can't drive the one that's my own. I don't know what I'm going to say. No, you can't. So I can't be jealous that you are driving your own car. What's my problem? My blessing has my name on it. God knows me by name. And he has placed my name on my blessing. And my God does not change. Let me say something to you. When he says in him there's no variableness, neither is there shadow or turning. There are two things there. Alright? Variableness means somebody who doesn't know what he's doing. Today he says this, tomorrow he says that. So that God is not like that. Shadow of turning means that he wants to do something new. He planned to give you money, but the day you needed it, he was broke. That's what Greek means. That is, he doesn't change, that's variableness. Shadow of turning means that nothing changes him. I don't know what I heard I said. So if they said that they are devaluing Naira, one thing you must not do is lose sleep. Because your blessings are not denominated in Naira or in dollars. They are denominated in heavenly currency. And they don't have 1, 2, 3, 4 value to it. No. What they have is a blessing. That is, if God says a house, if the day you wanted this house was 25 Naira, he will give it to you. If the day you wanted is 25 billion, house is house as far as God understands. That's what he means when he says in him there is no variableness and there is no shadow of turning. Do you get the point I'm making? Let me give that testimony again. The other brother who told me that he wanted to go to Luz to go and apply for residency position as a doctor, young doctor. And they told him, no, don't bother. They don't give people. They don't give people. They know you. You have to know somebody. Then he listened to one message I preached and he remember in that message he heard that, no, what's the big deal? My God is the God of everybody. If you know God, you know everybody. He went and applied to his friend's amazement. Not only was he admitted, he was number one on the admission list. On the appointment, he was number one. Because there's a rule they operate in that place, which God used in his favor. No matter who are the other people that are contesting against you, once you can be number one in the test, because they do a written test, you are normally the first they appoint. Then they look at the other people. That is, the president's candidate will be next. The man who does the best. So when he went there, God gave him wisdom. They gave them tests. He got the highest. So when his friends heard, they said, ah, we should also have tried. I told you if they tried, they would have drowned. Yes, Egyptians attempting what the Israelites attempted, what happened? They drowned. If you are walking with God, that's what we're making. Let's magnify God. In every situation in life, there is a name that he bears. Come on, bow your head. Just think of one situation that's in your life. You need money, you need this, you need that. There is a name he bears. There's a name he bears. You just say, the Lord is thy husband. That's it. That name, man, it will jump from you, from the page of the book into your face. He said, I'm the Lord that makes joyful mothers barren women dwell in the house as joyful mothers of children. He has a name he bears in the midst of barrenness. He said, when I open the door, no man can close it. He said, I ask, who can hinder it? And as for my outstretched arm, who can turn it back? There is a name that God is bearing in that situation. What we need to do is magnify him and call him by his proper name. Miles Monroe said, that was why God said to Moses, what is your name? He said, I am. That is fill in the blank. You are thirsty? I am the water of life. You are hungry? I am the bread that came down from heaven. Call God by that name in that situation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you thanks. Let's open our Bibles now to Psalm 118. This thing we are saying is very important. In fact, you know, I thank God for the job he has given me to teach his word and then ability to observe life. This is when I read the Bible, he has meaning. Now you understand when he says that I am God and there is none else. It's not ordinary words. Not somebody who's confused just to be sure by his personality. You know what I'm saying? He's reminding you of something. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's so important. When you hear the word in the Bible, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord is like, is reminding you to remove your eyes from other things and focus them on God. You know, people say that praise is the food that God eats. Please, it may be true, but do you know the verse of scripture where the Bible says that? I'm not saying it's not true. Have you seen it before? I've never, you know, I don't believe it. Because if I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you. So if he said, praise the Lord, that's not the food he wants to eat. It is you. Praise is your own food. I don't know what you get what I'm saying. God knows the hungry. You know whose food praise is? Yours. Because when you praise God, what's happening is that you are taking your eyes away from the things around you and you are focusing them on God. That's what praise means. Are you getting my point? So we say that it's the food that God eats. I understand what we're trying to say. It's not a bad thing. Do you understand? But actually what I know is that the person that gets fat when the praise is on him, all right, is you that's praising God. That's why the Bible says praise looks good on you. It looks good on who? It's on you. Do you understand my point? He said they looked to him and they were radiant. Or my Bible said they looked to him and they were lightened. And their faces were no longer ashamed. That is when they looked at the situations of their life, they were depressed. You know, I said when a man is depressed, he starts getting skin rash, ulcers. I'm telling you, he starts losing weight for nothing. Sometimes even grows shorter. But when he looks to God, you know, I was talking to somebody not too long ago, and he said something to me that after I finished listening to those messages, he said, I began to live. What did I say? She said, I began to live. He said, when the situation came again, he said, before I cried and cried, he said, this time around it came. He said, do you know I didn't shed a tear? Are you getting what I'm saying? That's what it means to magnify God. When you call God by his proper name, you know, you will realize that there's no problem. Oh, God, you know. See, life is so, you know, Solomon looked. You can imagine that Bill Gates looked at money and say, this is emptiness. You'll be waking up every looking for money. Solomon said, you are pursuing after the wind. The day you find it, you discover you found nothing. A lot of things that worry us in life, as a matter of fact, they are empty. It's just because we are focused on them, so they have become magnified. And the Bible says, praise ye the Lord. That is, don't focus on that thing. What do? You focus on God. Take your eyes off, focus on God. You will discover that those problems actually do not exist. And then they begin to disappear, naturally speaking. And then we finished speaking, I told the person, I said, listen, I don't know how God is going to do this thing for you, but when you will have finished, you will look back at those years and you will laugh. And you will wonder, so what was even the problem? Are you getting what I'm saying? That's what praise is, though. Psalm 118. He said, give thanks to the Lord for his good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Everybody read that. Now, you read verse 2. He said, oh, let Israel say. Now, let's read it together. His loving kindness is everlasting. He said, let the house of Israel, that is the priest, let them say. No, I want to just say what he said they should say. Let the house of Aaron, that is the priest, let them say, his loving kindness is everlasting. Let those who fear the Lord say, his loving kindness is everlasting. Now listen to what David says. He said, from my distress I call upon the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. Now listen to this. The Lord is for me, I will not fear. Everybody read that loud. Let's read it again. It said, the Lord is for me, I will not fear. Let's read it one more time. The Lord is for me, I will not fear. He said, what can man do to me? That thing is very important. A lot of people in life, we think that if somebody doesn't do you a favor, you can't get anything in life. A friend of mine once, he was trying to get a visa. He tried first and second time, it failed. Then one day, man said, no problem. The day you're going for the interview, call me. I'm going to do something. I will do this and do this. The day after he applied for, he was going for the interview, he called the man's office. They regretted to announce to him that the man was dead. He died the day before. He rushed to come and see me. He said, Pastor Banky, what do I do? I said, God has manifested himself to you. Just relax. You are too tense. If they deny you the visa, forget it. God has a will for your life. There are journeys he does not want you to take. They say, collect visa, they not give you. You go back home. I went to the U.S. about 2 years ago for a course. When the lady, she was the chief of the visa section in American Embassy in Abuja, when she looked at my account balance, she looked at me, looked at the account balance, and I remember, I said, what's the problem? I asked her. Because she followed her and said, your account balance is too low. I said, yes. You asked me whether it was a salary account, and I said, yes, it's a salary account. I earn the money through there, and I spend it. I don't keep it there. The woman looked, this is one Nigerian. This is a particular Nigerian. And let me tell you the truth. That morning when I was going there, I just remembered I had never asked God for the visa. I had this attitude that if you won't give me, that's your problem. I'm going back home. Just before I left my hotel room, I said, God, for the record, I actually want to go for this course. I really want to go. So please, give it to me. But I just realized that I had never, all this while, gathering papers together, I had never, God is my witness, I had never prayed about it. That morning as I got up to go, I said, Banky, wait, you didn't even ask God for this thing. Because my attitude was that, I'm not begging anybody. When I got a true, where I stand like this, everyone said, I said, what's the problem? At the end of the day, I said, okay, can I come back on Tuesday? I said, I came from Enugu Tuesday. I can't come back. It's too much money. Can I give somebody to come and collect for me? Because the long story short, when we finished, I told the lady, this was the hardest visa officer there. There were three. The two were white young women. She was a black, a mama, American woman. Tough. When I was in my turn, the guy sitting beside me, one guy is a lawyer, young guy. So I was supposed to see one of the white ladies, but at that time she went for her tea break. So, and this other woman was so fast. They say fast, denying, bam, denying, bam, denying. Get away. You go to America. You, come, we don't want you. Hey, bam, get away. That was her attitude. Very fast. So then her position was open. That was my turn. And the guy beside me said, yee. Like, what are you going to do? I look at him like, this guy doesn't know who. Like, in my mind, do you know who you are talking? Behave yourself. I look at him and say, what? She? What's the problem with that? Huh? I just got up, walked up to her. Hello. Yeah, what's your name? I told her. Uh-huh. Can I have this thing I gave to her? She looked at me. I said, what's the problem? No, God is my witness. The way she looked at me, I said, is there a problem? She said, your account balance is very low. I said, it's a salary account now. Why money with this salary account? First, no go spend. Matter of fact. At the end of the day, one of them, that's what I said. because I was telling that part of the story. I said, I wanted to come and meet you, actually. Because everybody was terrified of you. She said, what? I said, yes, we've been talking. He said, you are talking about me. I said, yeah, we're talking about you. You've been denying everybody. He said, why won't we talk about you? So now, it's not fun to play. In fact, I left her presence because there were other people. So because I was wasting their time. We started chatting. He said, you know, the problem is that people are not sincere. People are genuine. You're explaining the problem. I said, I came with the triumphant spirit. And my issue was, like my wife would say that, why won't other people be like that? I said, because it matters to them whether they go or they don't go. For me, it didn't matter. Are you getting my point? That's why the Bible talks about those who love their life, they will lose it. It's the one who doesn't love his life that will find it. If it's like, like one guy, one bubble like this. Once I saw him, me, fellow Nigerian, I said, Bobo is not coming back. Once I saw him, I said, Bobo ain't coming back. And the lady looked at him and said, you say you're a civil servant? How come you have 4 million in your account? I said, he's going for one conference on botanical or agricultural. I said, you must have to go home. 4 million bucks in the account. This bros went there with 30,000 naira. No, I'm serious. There was one account, one brother sent him all the money. He mistakenly paid into my account. It was after that I saw he paid 70K. Now, that's the total. The woman put everything together in order $1,000 and he won't go to America. I said, eh? If you don't give me the visa, give me my passport, they go out. Now, are you getting my point? I'm talking about having a triumphant spirit. That's why I brought up that issue. And you go around growing life begging. Life will treat you like a beggar. You can't go around here and be head and not the tail and you are begging everywhere. You are getting my point? Look, God is God, though. Are you getting my point? God is who? He is God. The God that you are serving controls everything. That's what I'm saying. Listen, there are journeys he doesn't want you to take, so don't worry your head about it. They're not giving you visa, huh? Job, don't finish for here. Create jobs. No, because you won't go sleep for America before. Any good gutter, no plenty. What's your problem? If you create a gutter cleaning company in Nigeria, you'll be surprised how much money you make. After all, shit business. Remember? It's serious business. Otumba Gaddafi. You don't know about Otumba Gaddafi? The guy, his job is to be pumping shit from toilet. And he shouted it loud. Shit business is serious business. And now he goes around teaching everybody in Nigeria how to make money. Are you getting my point? Psalm 118. I wanted to shout this one loud. The Lord is for me, I will not fear.
The Lord is for me, I will not fear.
Verse 7 says, the Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore I shall look with satisfaction on those who hate me. See, verse 8 says, it's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Alright, let's read verse 10 together. He said, all nations surround me.
All troubles surround me.
All enemies, they surround me. Poverty surrounds me. Sickness surrounds me. He said, in the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off.
In the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off.
Please, I want to shout that again. Say, in the name of the Lord,
I will surely cut them off.
He said, they surrounded me. Yes, they surrounded me.
In the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off.
He said, they surrounded me like bees.
See,
in the name of the Lord, they were extinguished as a fire of thorns.
In the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off.
He said, you pushed me violently so that I was falling.
But the Lord helps me.
The Lord is my strength and my song.
He has become my salvation.
The Lord is my strength and my song.
He has become my salvation.
Let me say something to you. See, I always say David wouldn't write this kind of thing if he didn't experience it. Are you getting what I'm saying? So if you think that being a man of faith, there will not be times you will think that everything has, you know what I mean, collude. That's not true. It will happen that you will wonder, what is happening? Don't ever forget. I said God has a name in every situation. That is the name in that situation. He said, this is the Lord in whose name they are cut off. Are you getting my point? Yeah, that's how you magnify God. You look at all the troubles. Listen,
People say that, you know, people make it like if Christians like to deny reality. We don't deny reality. We just know what is more real than other things. Are you following my point? Yes, if you have troubles, you will know you have troubles. But you just know that in the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. I say something to you all the time that David said that, my enemy don't rejoice over me. Even though I fall, I shall rise again. Only a man who has fallen says such things. Did you hear what I said? If a man has not been sacked from his job, he can't say, don't rejoice over me. It's only when he has sacked you. And if people don't like you, see who will retain the job. That's when they'll be. That's when you say, don't rejoice over me. Because if you were still there, why should you be saying, yeah, don't rejoice over me? Why should they rejoice over you? Do you get my point? So when joblessness and poverty and hopelessness surround me, what I do is that in the midst of them, I lift up my hand saying, in the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. What we do as believers is to maintain the same confession. We like to confess good when good is happening. It's a stupid time to confess good. Because you call those things that be not as though they were. So the best time to confess good is when you can't see it. And listen to me, hear ye the word of the Lord. Anybody who maintains the confession of the word of God in the midst of his troubles and the midst of his adversities will surely cut them off.
Amen.
Listen, if you will not change your mind, let's assume you are a farmer in Kenya. In your own little place, you are losing a few thousands every day. And there's volcanic ash, you know, up there. Once you open your mouth, what are we going to do? We're in trouble. You start sinking. You will sink. That's what happened. When Peter was walking in water, he became afraid. What happened? He began to sink. But when you look and say, the volcanic ash surrounds me. And canceled flights are assailing me. Yet, in the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. Listen, lose $5,000 a day for 2 weeks. When God will turn around, you will gain $20,000 a day for 1 year in recovery. One of the things that God does is to make it look... No, my wife was saying that they said, somebody said that you can't change yesterday, the past. So even God can't change the past. I said, she looked at me and said, is that true? I said, baby, you know I don't think it's true. God can change the past. He can change the past. You know why? Because the only effect the past has, the only importance of the past is the effect it has on today. So if I lose $5,000 a day for 2 weeks, and I gain $20,000 a day for 1 year, he has changed the past. After all, the devil wanted the banks to close me up. Now I'm buying the bank. He has changed the past. Are you getting my point? Let's read that thing again. Our time is going, John. Let's read it again. He said, all troubles surround me. In the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. Let me give you time. Just begin to name the thing that's surrounding you. And I want you to declare loud, in the name of the Lord, I have cut you off. In the name of the Lord, I have cut you off. Whatever be the troubles, he said, in the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. He said, they surround me like bees. He said, yes, they were extinguished like a fire of thorns. It doesn't burn for long. They burn for a while. Don't forget, troubles may burn for a while. But in the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. You pushed me violently so that I was falling. But the Lord helped me. And he said, the Lord is my strength and my song. In the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Whatever be the troubles, declare to it. Speak to it. In the name of the Lord, I will surely cut you off. In the name of the Lord, I have cut you off. I come against you in the name of Jesus Christ. They say I don't know anybody. I didn't go to a university. Therefore, I can't go far in life. Tell him, you bleak destiny, in the name of the Lord, I have cut you off. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Though I do not have that certificate, I will employ 100 people with such certificates. Because of the glory of God that will be seen upon me, I want you to magnify the Lord. Say, in the name of the Lord, I will surely, surely, surely cut them off. Now let's read verse 13. It said, you pushed me violently so that I was falling. Say that. Say, the troubles of life pushed me violently so that I was falling. But the Lord helped me. Say, the Lord is my strength and my song. Shout it loud. The Lord is my strength and my song. Shout it loud. The Lord is my strength and my song. And he has become my salvation. Let me declare to you what verse 16 says. He said, the sound of joyful shouting and salvation is in the tent of the righteous. Listen, it will come to pass that God will so bring forth his glory upon you that you will have no choice but to shout for joy. He said, the sound of joyful shouting and salvation. That was salvation talks about deliverance. That is, people who have believed and have prophesied, like verses 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14 have indicated here, when they maintain their confession, what happens is that the sound of joyful shouting and salvation is found in their tent. Therefore, I declare to you, you righteous one in Christ Jesus, the sound of joyful shouting and salvation will come out of your tent in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, the right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. Therefore, the righteous will say, I shall not die, but live, and tell of the works of the Lord. Now begin to declare that. Just say, I shall not die, but live. 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 I will tell of the works of the Lord. See, I will tell of the works of the Lord. He said, the Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Hey, he said, I will not die, but I will live. I will not die, I will live. I will not die, I will live. I will tell of the works of the Lord. I will not die, I will live. I will not die, I will live. I will tell of the works of the Lord. I will not die, I will live. I will not die, I will live. Because the right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, I will live. The sound of joyful shouting will be heard in my house. The shout of joyful shouting. The sound of salvation. Salvation will be heard in my house. Oh, I will not die, I will live. I will not fail, I will succeed. I will not be sick, but I will be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will not be a failure, but I shall succeed. I will not fail, but I shall succeed. In the name of Jesus Christ, because the hand of the Lord does valiantly, and the hand of the Lord is exalted. He said, open to me the gates of righteousness. I shall enter through them. I shall give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous will enter through it. I will give thanks to thee, for thou hast answered me, and thou hast become my salvation. Now, I can't teach on that now. We've discussed that one in previous times, some of our Saturday teaching. God has a method he wants you to walk by. Are you getting my point? One of the things you have to be careful about in life, you know, actually the sign of your faith as a believer is the kind of choice you make when you are trying to, you know, do things in life. Do you understand my point? For example, if you make a choice to please somebody and displease God, when I say displease God, now there are many ways, all right? Let me explain what I say. If you have to backstab your friend who trusted in you so as to get a job, you have displeased God. That's what we are talking about. If three of you went somewhere to go and apply for something, and as you are going, somebody calls you and says, now only you I want. Not tell your friends. Tell them you don't want. If you can't tell them like that, don't worry. Just go out and tell your friends. See what they told me just now. I'm telling you. That's what I mean. I'm bringing out something. When you break rules, break proper order in life, all right? So as to get something, you have missed the gate of God. If you're a man walking by faith, you're a woman walking by faith, you do things openly in clarity, in righteousness. Look, when a man wants to deceive you, he says, it's only you, don't tell your friends. Once they tell you like that, they won't job you be that. You know, they call it the job person. They won't turn you to Mugun for 419. Don't hide, no? Do you get my point? Be open. The reason that people think that if I tell people now, they will take what is mine. What is mine, I told you before, is my own. If you can take it, it was not mine. If you can take it, it was not mine. If you can take it, it was not mine. What I'm saying is, when we do what is right, all right, it's a sign of our faith.
Do you get my point? If we do that which is right, it's just a simple sign of faith. Don't say again like, it's because we don't believe in God. Are you getting what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So when we have done that which is right, that's what is called walking through the gates of God. God has gates. Jesus said that there are different. We want to enter one thing. Yeah, there's narrow gate. That's the gate of God. There's a broad way. It's how you enter that decides what you get from that. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you follow the order of God, having maintained this confession, because all these things we are saying is the sign of your faith, then as you go about in life, life begins to test. You really believe this or you don't believe it? And the way it tests is that it makes the right choice. If you make the, magumago choice, you are saying, I really don't believe that one at church. You know, say Pastor Frankie was looking. If you don't talk now, you say you are not talking, he will send you behind the door. Do you follow what I'm saying? But when you do that which is right, you have chosen the path of God as a reflection of the fact that you truly believe in him. Are you getting what I'm saying? This is what will not happen to you. Verse 22. He said, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Let me stop there. I think you can decode it yourself. Do you follow what I'm saying? That is, the stones that the builders rejected, where people say you were not good enough, you'll be the foundation for the place. Listen, this only happens when you maintain this confession, follow the path of righteousness, walk through the gates of God. This is the declaration of what you experience to be. Therefore, listen to this. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, not by struggles, not by striving, but because it is the doing of the Lord. Therefore, it is marvelous in our eyes. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, the Bible says it was as if they were dreaming. You know one thing I know for sure? There's nobody that walks with God, including me. Eh? Now one day in his life, he won't wake up. You know, I like that Zane advert. You know that Zane advert? Wake up a millionaire. Somebody will wake up a millionaire. It's interesting. One day in your life, it may not be physical cash, it may not be Zane, but you will wake up and look and say, my God, this is marvelous in my eyes. One day you wake up and say, it is not me that did this. Definitely, this has been the doing of the Lord. What have I said today? Brethren, God has a name in every situation. And this is how this is why we magnify him. It's not because praise improves God or God is hungry, we go praise until in belly food. No. Praise looks good on who? On us. It's me that's praising. I am the one that, as I'm praising God, I'm taking my eyes away from natural things and placing them on God, which is the person who is the person who does not change. You can get, there are people who they are broke now. There are those who almost committed suicide because Yaradua fell sick and Jonathan took over. Because their uncle is no longer a minister. You don't know that? When Supreme Court wants to sit on some gubernatorial election matters, there are those who can't sleep. They are in church praying, in the name of Jesus. They are giving offering by force. God say, what thing I go do now? As you they pray, give offering. The other guy on the other side, they pray, give offering. Okay, where I balance it off now? Who give more offering? Around the rubbish. Why are they praying? Because, they are not the governor. They are not even the commissioner. They are just the nephew of a commissioner. They don't say, once they commode that organ, all the contracts. That's the end of it. Hey, thank you. All the masks don't fall. Network don't go off. Nothing again. But listen, those that trust in the Lord, they are like Mount Zion. It cannot be shaken. If you like me, you commode one governor, turn her upside down, bring him back. He doesn't change. Nothing shake me. Nothing shake me. There are those, I know men. If I have one man in my mind like this, if you like, change 10 governors. It doesn't bother him. Because the governor needs him. He doesn't need the governor. Whichever governor comes, we talk to him. Do you understand my point? Because without me, you can do nothing. Do you understand? That's the kind of blessing you're going for. Do you get my point? There are those that as soon as a new governor comes, they'll tell you, Oga, if you want peace and prosperity in this area, you have to see that man. And the governor will come and say, yes, I've heard so much about you. We are hoping you'll be able to work with us. There's one man they told me about. They went to their own bank, one local government, went to a bank, wanted to do one development project. So the bank said, look, we're tired of Wahala. Unless you can pursue this man to be the consultant, we are not doing. He came to the man. The man said, I'm busy. Remember, the man said, the bank not great. They said it to the bank. The man not great. The man said, sorry. The bank said, sorry, we can't. Ha! They came and said, okay, I bet without you, we can do nothing. He said, all right. What will happen is that let's, first, my consultancy fees for consultation, say I'm talking to you, it's $1 million. He said, we are coming. They went back, brought the money in cash, said, okay, uh-huh. Do you know, the bank so tied everything to that man's presence. They said, you must be a signature to the account. Even he said, no, I'm not doing that one. The bank said, we won't release the money. Because they know that if he's there, money won't get missing. The project will be executed on time as promised. Some people don't fear who you remove as governor. He didn't come, because whether you are governor or not, he's not begging you for anything. He has a mission. He wants to bless people. But some people will be only. You know, that's how you know only in this life. Thief. Oyoshi. That's how you know them. Once the new governor is coming, they tremble. In fact, there are people who they are postponed wedding because good luck Jonathan took over as president because they just removed their uncle from being minister. All the projects that they are lined up, they will execute in federal capital territory. It don't come to an end now. But those who trust in the Lord, they are like Mount Zion. They can never be moved. They are planted. He said, those that seek the Lord will never lack anything good. Whoever is governor doesn't make any difference. And those who walk only in the counsel of the word of God, they are planted, they are like trees planted firmly by the rivers, the streams of water, who bears fruit, not in the governor's season, but where? In their own season. That's what we Christians are going for. Are you getting my point? I said that if you identify some prayer points, there are prayer points you won't pray. You say, God, we are praying for this, my uncle's salvation. It's not true. You are praying that he will give you contract. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Let's read this scripture one more time. It said, the Lord is my strength and my song. And he has become my salvation. So the sound of joyful shouting and salvation is in my house. I shall not die but live. And tell of the works of the Lord. Say, though I was rejected, I shall become the chief of the place. It is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in my eyes. Let's just raise our hands and just give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, we thank you for the power in your word. We thank you because we have exalted you once again today. Be thou exalted. Be thou exalted. Be thou exalted. Hey, I don't want to start preaching again. That's what it means to exalt God. When we are singing, be thou exalted, be thou exalted in my life. That's what we are saying. Say, Lord, be exalted. I will not exalt my circumstances. I will not exalt my advantages. Neither will I exalt my disadvantages. You alone, God, be exalted. No one else. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you thanks. It's been a beautiful day. In Jesus' mighty name.